January 6th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal Father, God of all generations. When I speak of the heart of the world, I am referring to the combined hearts of all people and all nations. Today, I tell you, the heart of the world does not comprehend the nature or extent of my wrath. If you did, you would be working feverishly to mitigate what is to come. The more the heart of the world resembles holy love, the greater my mercy in these end times. I am unimpressed with titles, authority, or wealth. I am not influenced by any worldly standards. I look only at the heart. The focus of the heart of the world needs to be on pleasing me and obeying my commandments. Draw others to me by example. Be more scrupulous about what you condone as acceptable and your definition of sin. A well-formed conscience is a great prize. Pray that the heart of the world recognizes this. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 6, 14 through 16. I charge you to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this will be made manifest at the proper time by the blessed and only Sovereign, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.